It was a beautiful toy shop with very tall windows, and the kids in town always stopped to peep inside. Mr. Pickle was the owner of the store, and he crafted his toys by hand. There were many toys, soldiers, ballerinas, princesses, and pirates, all of them delicately wrapped in tiny colorful boxes. The toys watched out of the window, waiting anxiously for the day when they would be taken to the real world. But for them to be picked, they had to follow rules and stay in their boxes to make sure they would not get dirty or break a leg. That was a difficult rule for Pitushinha to follow. She was the most playful doll in the shop, with a big red ribbon on her head and small, curious eyes that were always watching. One night, she decided to go on an adventure. She waited for Mr. Pickles to go to sleep and silently slipped out of her box, calling her friends in the boxes around her. The ballerina, the pirate, the guard, even the pony came. Very carefully, they tiptoed to the kitchen, one tiny food after the other. Pitushinha had her eyes on the shining can where Mr. Pickles kept his delicious chocolate cookies. Together, but very careful not to make a sound, the toys climbed on each other's shoulders, trying to reach the can while the guard watched the door. Pitushinha climbed last, all the way to the top, stretched her tiny fingers and grabbed the can. But to her bad luck, it was too heavy. It slipped through her hands and boom, 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 hit the floor. What a disaster! The noise had been too loud. The toys rushed back to their boxes and pretended to sleep. Right on time, Mr. Pickles looked into the store but saw nothing and went away. But on the next morning, Mr. Pickles was angry. He said, "You were very lucky last night not to have gotten hurt. You could have missed the chance to find a home in the real world. The real world is filled with even stricter rules, but if you know how to respect them, these rules can open doors to even bigger dreams.